This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for July the 13th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 1 to 2. It says there, "To the temporary residents dispersed in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia, and are chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, and set apart by the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling with the blood of Jesus Christ." End of quote. Being a temporary resident on this planet Earth can be a matter of short-term joy, but would not give a lasting one. We all know that. The temporary residency away from home by the dispersion did not give anything other than continuous suffering and persecution for these suffering people who lived in the first century. However, Apostle Peter has something to remind them amid their trials and severe sufferings. Today's Bible verse is the first verse in the first chapter of the first letter written by Apostle Peter. Peter wrote his letter to the suffering Christians dispersed in various regions of the northern province of Rome. I want to bring to your attention certain eternal truths from this verse. First, he reminds them that they were chosen by God even though they were suffering. Listen, God chose them according to his foreknowledge. The foreknowledge notably includes the prior knowledge of all in his omniscience, but also includes his predetermination or predestination. Secondly, God chose them who would come to him in his predetermination or predestination for salvation. Now, the goal of the predestination, the goal of the choice, is also explained in our passage. It says the aim is to set them apart by God's Holy Spirit. The word sanctified used in some translations means set apart. You see, God set them apart from others, from other people in this world. Now the question is, set them apart for what? It says God set them apart by his Holy Spirit for obedience and sprinkling with the blood of Jesus Christ. The fact that you came to God in obedience and consequently allowed yourself to be sprinkled with the blood of Christ is the proof that you were chosen and predestined by God for his salvation, heavenly inheritance, and eternal life. You see, the moment you believed Jesus died and rose again for your sin and accepted him as your Savior, you are declared chosen, predestined, set apart for obedience to God and sprinkling by the blood of Christ. These two verses in our daily insight today highlight the role of the triune God in your salvation. God has chosen and predestined you. The Holy Spirit is the agent by whom you came to God in obedience. And it is the person and the work of Jesus Christ which accomplished the eternal salvation for you by the shedding of his divine and innocent blood. You see, the words after this, verses 3 to 9, explain the results of your obedience by sprinkling the blood of Jesus Christ. What are they? They are new birth, a living hope, inheritance in heaven that are unfading, imperishable, and incorruptible, and an inexpressible and glorious joy of eternal life with God in heaven. Now the question is this, beloved. Did you obey God by coming to Jesus Christ and allowing yourself to be sprinkled with the blood of Christ as of yet? You see, the blood of Christ cleanses you from all your sins and shortcomings and make you a brand new person to stand in front of the Holy God in heaven eternally. Beloved, if you haven't come to God in obedience to accept Jesus as your Savior and Lord, the Holy Spirit of God is bidding now, calling you to come to him. Now, when you come to Jesus, you would be declared chosen, predestined, born again, heir of heavenly inheritance, and inexpressible joy and rejoicing. Would you come now? I will help you to accomplish this in a small prayer with me right now. What a glorious moment that you are coming to the Savior, giving your feeble hand in the hand of the Almighty God to keep you safe and secure here on this planet Earth and after your death in heaven forever. Pray after me. Father in heaven, I understand you have chosen and predestined me to enjoy your salvation's inexpressible joy. I come in obedience. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Now I believe the blood of Jesus can save me, forgive me, and grant me eternal life in heaven. Please save me now and bless me. In the name of Christ I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.